Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? Good. It's great to have you here. Well, I already know, because I know you guys pretty well. This morning, Jesus performed two miracles in the text. Do you remember what they were? No wonder church is boring. You're not listening. It's a great story. He made it so someone who could hear. What was the other miracle? Do you remember? He did something for somebody else. That's true. Two things happened. First, Jesus is running back and forth doing all kinds of fun stuff. And a woman comes up to him and says, "Jesus, heal my daughter. She has a demon." And what did Jesus say? Do you remember what Jesus said? She said, "Oh, Jesus, will you heal my daughter?" Do you remember what Jesus said? No. See, I know you always listen. What he really said was, "You don't take the bread from the table and feed it to the dogs." That's Jesus' way of saying, "Nope, not going to do it." And then she says to him, "But even the dogs get the crumbs that fall under the table." Do you guys have dogs? No dogs? You have dogs? Do they ever get under the table at dinner time? Try and get under there and eat what you... Because you never spill anything, right? Rebecca does. I'm sorry. You just got... You're a messy eater. The dogs love you. And that's what Jesus... So all of a sudden, Jesus turns around and he says, "Yes! Yes!" And the woman was healed. And then in the second story, there's a guy who can't hear and he can't speak. And he says to Jesus, "Just lay your hands on me." And he does. But first he says a word. It's kind of a funny word. The word is epitha. Can you say that? Epitha. It's a word that means be opened. It's like if you went up to the door up there and you said, "Open sesame." Be opened. And do you know what happened? The door would open. What happened to the guy? Could he hear?
Yes.
Could he speak?
Yes.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Well, Jesus says the same thing to us. We need to be opened. When it's really hot in your house and nasty, what do? You open a window. If you're trying to get out of church to go out and have a donut, what do you have to do? You have to say epitha and the door opens. Yeah, we need to be opened too. So I brought this down because this needs to be opened. See, I think Jesus isn't just talking to the blind man or just talking to the woman about her daughter. I think Jesus also is talking to us. And so Jesus tells us to be opened. And when we open this, do you know what this is? It's the thing that holds the bread. It's the container that holds the bread. You want to learn another new word? It's a ciborium. It's a box. So if we open it, epitha, we find in there the body and blood, or the body of Jesus. You see, when we're opened up, Jesus is present for us. And says, just like he said to the daughter of the woman whose daughter needed to be healed, and to the deaf man who could not speak, "Be opened and we are healed." So when we come together and we open up this box, we're opened also to God's love as we receive the bread and the wine. So be opened. Throw up the windows and let the Spirit blow through and take you all kinds of wonderful places. Thank you, epitha. Be opened. Now, you can go back to your places.